In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for as true men he wept for Lazarus his friend, and as eternal God raised him from the tomb, just as, taking pity on the human race, he led us by sacred mysteries to new life. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with this in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. So, brothers and sisters, if you wonder what I just sang, it is this Sunday preface, a prayer standing on the threshold of the Eucharistic prayer. Do you know that one of the main elements which the Eucharistic prayer consists of is thanksgiving? And it is especially expressed in the preface, in which the priest, after inviting everyone to lift up their hearts to the Lord, in the name of the whole of the holy people, glorifies God the Father and gives thanks to him for the whole work of salvation. This is the threshold that we are about to touch eternity. I don't know about you, but I get many goosebumps when I think about it, touching eternity. Speaking of threshold, we can relate to our daily experiences. For students, lunch is on the threshold of their coming recess. So, when they are having lunch, their desire to be done with lunch is real. They are talking about the games, the activities that they will do. They are looking at their watch for the time to come. How do I know? Because I was one of them. I can't wait to see the schools open again, so to hang out with the students. For many of us, the threshold that we are experiencing is about receiving the Eucharist. I know there's a lot of sad feelings, but we cannot receive the Eucharist for a while. And yet, we feel excited because we know we are going to receive the Eucharist in the future. So, what do we do when we are standing on the threshold? We can follow the example of Mary and Martha today. First, they name their desires and speak to Jesus, and that is a perfect description of prayer, naming our desires and speaking to the Lord. They say, Master, the one you love is ill. It's very specific, huh? Or, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So what are our desires that we want to bring to Jesus today? Such as, Lord, Lent is almost over and I'm still struggling with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Or I'm struggling with the COVID-19 and its effects on so many people. I worry about my job. I lose my patience with family and children as everyone is home for a long time. And so on, right? Secondly, after Martha and Mary name their desires and speak to the Lord, they listen to the Lord with trust. And the preface gave us a very good summary about their trust. Mary and Martha know Jesus is human and divine, and as a human being, Jesus experiences every emotion, as the preface mentions. For as true man, he wept for Lazarus, his friend, and as eternal God, raised Lazarus from the tomb, and he led us by sacred mysteries to new life. So the illness from the three Sunday gospel readings, not knowing the true God as the Samaritan woman, or not having the sight as the blind man, or not having life as the death of Lazarus, Jesus says, this illness is not to end in death, but is to the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. In the midst of COVID-19, we have seen many sufferings, but we also see some bright spots, as we know now how our focus or know our focus or priority in life. We see our families, cities, and nations come together for a common goal for the health of all. People have given themselves for the community, such as doctors, nurses, or our neighbors. We have become more creative, and we have a stronger zeal to deepen our relationship with God in prayer, and we anchor our hope on the cross even more, the cross that gave us healing, embrace, and redemption. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we are standing on the threshold of being able to receive the Eucharist, let's keep our desires strong and sharp through words and deeds. Then listen to God with trust. You and I know the waiting for the Eucharist is worth it. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.